Thanks for calling customer service. This is Yasmina. How may I help you?
Who's speaking?
My name is Yasmina.
Yasmina, I'm calling because I called yesterday also. So, on February the 27th, 2021.
Well, may I please have your zip code so I can access your account?
Yes, it's 32177.
Thank you. May I have your name?
It's William Griffin.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. Can I get you to verify your address?
It's 126 Buffalo Bluff Road, Placa, Florida.
Okay. How can I assist today?
So I called and I canceled this. Everything was refunded back in the beginning, right, on the February 27th or whatever. So for 2 days in a row now, yesterday my bank denied the $64.97 charge that you guys was trying to charge, and it went back through again today. So I need to know, how do I cut this off to where it doesn't keep happening?
I do apologize for that, Mr. Griffin. And I've gone ahead and issued a refund for that amount of the $64.97.
And is there any way that you could send me a confirmation email and take my card off y'all's file?
Well, I've just sent you an email letting you know that the refund is $64.97. It may be impossible because they were probably in the process of, I'm showing that you canceled, let me see. You canceled on February the 27th.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not for sure why I went through.
Yeah, like I said yesterday, you know, the fraud detection or whatever at my bank actually called it and denied it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I called you guys, and then I talked to someone, and I really don't even remember who, and they're like, oh, no, it was definitely canceled. Everything was refunded back. And then today, just now, it hit me for another $64.97. So,
but I've gone ahead and I'm not for sure why it processed through, but I went ahead and canceled it for you.
Okay, I greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Was there anything else I can assist with today?
No, ma'am, there's not.
All right. Again, my name is Yasmina, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.